This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Public impeachment testimony before the House Intelligence Committee has ended here in Washington. Democrats argue it strengthened the case against President Donald Trump, but it seems Republicans are sticking with the president. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Fiona Hill is an expert on Russia who served on the president's National Security Council. She expressed disapproval of how the Trump administration was pushing Ukraine's new president, and she urged lawmakers to stop saying that Ukraine might have been meddling in the U.S. election of 2016.
I refuse to be part of an effort to legitimize an alternate narrative that the Ukrainian government is a U.S. adversary and that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked us in 2016.
President Trump has been part of that narrative. She warns that Russia is currently working to interfere in the 2020 election, and that's where Washington's focus should be.
We must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With impeachment all but certain, the focus will soon shift to the Republican-held Senate. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump and the First Lady joined top U.S. military officials Thursday night in paying respects to a pair of American Army warrant officers killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The remains arrived at Dover Air Force Base. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea says it's decided to continue a 2016 military intelligence sharing agreement with Japan, which it had threatened to terminate amid ongoing disputes over wartime history and trade. Today's announcement followed a strong U.S.-American push to save the accord, which has been a major symbol of security cooperation in the face of North Korea's nuclear threat and China's growing influence. The agreement between Seoul and Tokyo was set to expire this weekend. China's president says he wants to work for a trade deal with Washington, but is not afraid to fight back to protect his country's interests. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Xi Jinping has told a visiting U.S. business delegation that China holds a positive attitude toward the trade talks. Xi said where necessary, China will fight back, but officials are working actively to try to not have a trade war. The latest flare-up in trade tensions came after President Donald Trump imposed punitive tariffs last year on billions of dollars worth of Chinese exports to the U.S., wanting changes in Chinese trade and investment policies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong Police Commissioner Tang Ping-Kiong today appealed to the remaining protesters occupying the city's Polytechnic University to leave peacefully. The siege at the campus appears to be nearing an end, with the number of protesters dwindling to a few dozen, days after some of the worst violence since anti-government demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory escalated in June. Cindy Warmbier is the mother of former U.S. hostage Otto Warmbier. He died after being released from North Korea in a coma in 2017. In South Korea with her husband, Ms. Warmbier says they are committed to finding and shutting down illicit North Korean business assets around the world. Their aim, she says, is to put the focus on Pyongyang's human rights abuses.
We cannot give up. We can't give them a pass. We have to fight with all of our power.
A U.S. federal court has ordered North Korea to pay $500 million to the Warmbiers in a wrongful death suit. Three of the four ethnic-based parties in Ethiopia's ruling coalition have voted to become a single party. The creation of the Prosperity Party comes just months ahead of the general election. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, in a statement, claimed that Prosperity is committed to strengthening and applying a true federal system, which recognizes the diversity and contributions of all Ethiopians. The Tigrayan People's Liberation Front refused to take part in Thursday's vote, calling it a total sham, which it said would lead to Ethiopia's integration. One of the Islamic State's most feared affiliates has apparently suffered a big setback, although U.S. officials caution reports the terror group was obliterated are overblown. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.